Florida Senator Bill Nelson today helped defeat an amendment that would have added a public option to the health care reform bill. The Senate Finance Committee took up the public option for the first time. Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia said the public option in his amendment would act as a counterweight to what he called the rapacious insurance companies.
People assume that it's some kind of a government takeover. Those are mostly people that have an ideological bent against it, and it isn't. It's optional. It's been said before. We say again, people can get into it, can get out of it. It's in the exchange, has the same benefits as others, can increase their benefits, decrease their benefits, but they're nonprofits, so they have no money to make, and therefore premiums will go down, which will have a good effect in encouraging others in the private insurance market to bring their premiums down. 70% of the American people want this.
Rockefeller says that without his amendment, the America's Healthy Futures Act would give away over $500 billion from the government to private insurance companies without requiring them to put it into coverage. Rockefeller doesn't consider that a shared sacrifice, since the insurance companies are only contributing $20 billion to health care reform.
Their contribution is $20 billion. That's what they're doing to share. But what they get in subsidies to help them is $463 billion, and that's over the 10-year budget window, and I agree with you on that. Actually, putting CHIP into the exchange and providing CHIP-eligible populations premium subsidies for private coverage will cost an additional $20 billion. So couldn't it be fairly said that it's $503 billion, over half a trillion?
Earlier this month, Senator Bill Nelson said that most public option supporters, quote, don't have a clue, end quote, about what it would take to create such a plan. But Nelson, who used to be Florida's insurance commissioner, appeared to open the doors Tuesday to supporting Rockefeller's amendment.
I think the senator from West Virginia has laid out one of the most cogent arguments to pierce the veil of what is happening in the insurance industry. The old insurance commissioner in me is coming out by virtue of the questions that you have asked. With the answers that you have elicited, and it makes this senator very sympathetic to your argument.
The Finance Committee's ranking Republican Senator, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, opposed Rockefeller's amendment because he's afraid that if there's a public option, more Americans will choose that plan than private insurance. Grassley predicts that would eventually mean all Americans would be enrolled in the public plan, resulting in a de facto single-payer system of universal health care paid for by the government.
I oppose the amendment because I think it is a slow walk towards government-controlled, single-payer health care.
Rockefeller responded to the criticisms of Grassley and other Republicans by pointing out that Medicare is a single-payer government-funded program, and it's very popular. Senator Nelson challenged Grassley's assertion that a public option would morph into single-payer. He pointed out information provided by a Finance Committee staffer who said that in several states, two private companies control as much as 81% of the health insurance policies.
Florida has more competition in medical insurance than any other place. As a matter of fact, you're getting pretty close to a single-payer system in the private sector by virtue of the statistics she's just given for several of the states. You mentioned Wyoming,